The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 21, beginning at verse 28. It's on page 989 in the Bibles. Matthew 21:28. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? "The first," they answered. Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Do take a seat.
So, Jesus starts his teaching from our reading today by saying, "What do you think?" So let me ask you, what do you think? Here's a couple of questions on the screen. Can someone who has lived their whole life totally against God change their mind and be saved? Or, okay, what do you think about this? Can someone who's lived their whole life as a Christian, gone to church every Sunday and has a lot of Bible knowledge, can they miss out on the kingdom of heaven? Well, have a chat with your neighbor for about a minute about these. We'll leave them up and see what you think, and I'll bring us back together in a minute.
Okay. Well, let's come back together again. You see, in the reading that Ruth read, there were some people mentioned that everybody back then would have thought of as bad people. They were people who stole, or they were people who ruined other people's lives. Everyone would have said they are sinners. Now today, I think there are also people who we generally think of as sinners, or, you know, definitely not the sort of person that God would want in his kingdom. Here are some examples coming up now on the screen. Burglars, school bullies, terrorists, and even the leader of Russia.
So what do you think? Do you think it's possible for these people to change their mind and to be saved? Even that last guy. Well, it's telling, isn't it? Well, those people are people we probably think aren't going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. But what about the people we think are sure are going to make it? Maybe they look a little bit like this. Vicar? People that do charity work with homeless or whatever it might be? Or even just Bible teachers for kids, adults, teens in the church? We're sure that they've got to be the kind of people that would go to heaven, right? Well, let's see.
Let's imagine we are back when Jesus was teaching. And we need to know where he was teaching. It was in the temple. If you have your Bible, you'll see a few verses earlier, verse 23. He's in the temple, which means that what he says, everybody, all the people are going to hear. But we also see who he is speaking to in particular. I wonder if you notice in verse 23, who he's speaking to in particular, it's the chief priests and the elders of the people. These are the Jewish leaders. And they've come to speak with Jesus because they're angry with him, angry with his teaching, angry with his miracles and his popularity.
And so Jesus tells them a parable. And we're going to act out that parable here, the one that Jesus told, so that we can understand it a little bit better.
I've got some work that really needs doing in my garden. I know, I'll ask my boys to do it. Good morning, son. Good morning, son. I've got some work that really needs doing.
No, I'm busy.
I wonder if you could do it for me?
No.
One hour later.
Oh, you know what? I really should do what Dad said. I know it'll really please him. Let's do it.
Good morning, other son.
Oh, yeah, hello.
I've got some work needs doing in the garden. I wonder if you could do it
for
me.
Oh, yeah, I'll get straight on it.
What an excellent son.
Thank you. Yeah. Actually, I've just got to finish something off first. I've just got to do something.
1 hour later. 3 hours later.
Wait a minute. Wasn't I supposed to do something? Oh, I can't be bothered. I'm sure it wasn't that important anyway. I can't remember.
Well, I wonder, what do you think about this? Who did what his father wanted? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? It was the first son. Although he said no at first, he respected his father and did what he said. Whereas the second son, although he said yes and looked pleased, actually, he was never really obedient to his father. Well, our next song is all about what God says and how good it is to listen to him so that our lives are changed for the better. And it's called It's a Light and a Hammer. Let's stand and sing. Do you have a seat? Well, let's have a little closer look at that parable. And in Jesus' stories like this, of course, the different characters and the things in it represent things or people in real life. So let me ask you, who do you think the father in the story stands for? Anyone want to put your hand up and say, who do you think the father in the story represents? Any young people? Have we got a hand there? Yes. Shout it out. Yes, brilliant. It's God, of course. Now, in order to find out who the sons represent, who they stand for, can you remember Jesus is in the temple? Can you remember who he's speaking to in particular? Someone want to put your hand up and say, who's Jesus speaking to in particular?
It's a harder one.
Slightly harder. Perhaps a grown-up if there's no young person. Brilliant. The chief priests and the elders, the leaders, the kind of people everyone would expect. They're definitely in God's kingdom.
But Jesus has a shock for them. In verse 31, it's actually the tax collectors and the prostitutes who are going to make it to the kingdom of heaven first. But they're obvious sinners. How can it be possible that they're going to get to the kingdom? How can they get in? Well, have a look at verse 32. It's because they believed what John the Baptist said about Jesus, what he taught about him and about repentance. But the leaders didn't believe.
So, we need to know what this word repent means. And you know, the story shows us the first son repents. You see, at first, he said no to God, and he didn't obey. But then, he changed his mind. He did what the father asked. And you see, that is repentance. It means to change your mind, to stop disobeying God, and to try to obey him. Jordan's going to just show us, illustrate what it looks like. Imagine you're walking in one direction. That's the direction you are leading your life in. There he is. And it's your own life, your own way. But then you change your mind and you decide to start walking in the other direction, the opposite way, God's way. Now, this doesn't mean that you're suddenly perfect. You still need Jesus' forgiveness every day. And that's one of the reasons we say sorry when we come to church. But if you have repented, it means that from now on, you're trying to obey God. And it's these people who are going into the eternal kingdom.
So, there are two types of people that Jesus is talking about here. the first son who said, "No, I will not." And he represents someone. But later he did what was right. So he stands for the sinners who first they said no to God, but then they changed their mind. And then you've got the second son, the one who said, "Yeah, okay, I'll do it," but then actually didn't do anything. He represents the leaders of Israel, the Jewish leaders, because they said that they believed, but then they never really repented and changed.
So this parable shows us that what you say about God isn't the most important thing. It's whether you do it. Let's summarize Jesus' teaching like this. Don't just say you believe, make sure you obey. Don't just say you believe, make sure you obey. Should we say it together?
Don't just say you believe, make sure you obey.
Okay.
And it's really important, isn't it? Because it's only those people who have repented that can get into the kingdom of heaven, into God's kingdom. So this parable is really, really important to hear. It's important for us in two ways.
First message from the parable is, don't be like the second son. Here he is coming up on the screen, who said yes to God, but didn't obey. Don't be like him. Don't be like those leaders of Israel. They said they were believers. They said they were believers, Jewish believers back then. They knew their Bibles, but in their hearts, they weren't really trying to obey God. So they are not entering God's kingdom. In fact, the very next parable, Jesus says they will be shut out.
So for the young people here, maybe you guys go to Flames, Sparklers, or Ignite every week. You know all the answers. It's not always just Jesus, but you know all the answers to the Bible questions. Loads of Bible stuff. But if you're not trying to obey God in your heart, then you still are on the outside of God's kingdom. You're not going to be getting in. And for the grown-ups too, don't be like the second son. Maybe you've gone to church your whole life, like we talked about earlier. And maybe you're in a leadership position. Could be on the PCC. Maybe you teach the Bible in some sort of context at church, or even a vicar. But if you're not trying to obey God in your heart, then it's pointless, because you will not be entering the kingdom of God.
So let's repeat this summary of the parable again. I'll say it to you again. Don't just say you believe, make sure you obey. Should we do it together?
Don't just say you believe, make sure you obey.
And so, secondly, if we're not to be like the second son, make sure you are like the first son. Change your mind and obey God.
So many of you will probably be able to look back to a time where you said no to God. You didn't care what he said about you or your life or anything, just like the first son. But if you've changed your mind, then you are in God's kingdom, and that's great, and you should be encouraged by that. You can be sure that you are safe with God. But if you're still saying no, or you're a bit unsure, then think carefully, because you're in danger of not entering the kingdom of God. Maybe you think you are. But there's still a chance today. Change your mind and try to obey God. The tax collectors and the prostitutes were amazing examples of like transformation in people's lives back then. So what an encouragement they are to us now.
And let me share an encouragement of someone who recently died. He's called Stephen Lungu. He was from Zimbabwe. And when he grew up, he joined a gang at the age of 10 and lived a pretty grim life. And it was a little bit later, he was going with his gang members that he led. He led this gang called the Black Shadows, and they were going to a Christian tent meeting, an outreach event. And their plan was to firebomb it. And they were waiting in the audience to firebomb. And he heard the good news of Jesus explained, and it struck him in his heart. And he realized he needed to repent and receive forgiveness. And his life was transformed. And he became someone who told lots of people all over Africa the good news of Jesus. He became known as Africa's Billy Graham. And you can read about him in one of my favorite books, Out of the Black Shadows, The Amazing Transformation of Stephen Lungu. You can borrow it off me if you want as well. So let's repeat again the summary of our parable. Don't just say you believe, make sure you obey. Okay? Don't just say you believe, but make sure you obey.
So if you're sure, then great. Be encouraged that following God and obeying him is the right thing to do. And it's what he wants us to do. It's what he wants for your life. But if you're not sure, well, now it's been brought up, talked about, maybe it's time to think about it. But I want to see you in the kingdom of God. So make sure that you're there.